Call him that. Yeah.
We're speaking it. That's what it is.
Yes. And Josh is here because he is going to be a part of Love, Peace, and Hip Hop Festival for World Family Hip Hop Day. It is virtual this year. And man, some of us are heartbroken because we're used to gathering downtown and raising the roof, you know. But hey, it's virtual this year. And he's going to be gracing the stage with legendary Rakim.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
It's humbling, to be completely honest, bro. Like, so coming from Mississippi, I didn't necessarily grow up on them, but as I got more into the culture of hip hop and gained an understanding and then did my own research prior to this moment, of course, you know what I'm saying? Never in a million years did I think I had an opportunity to be able to open up for somebody of his stature. And not just him, but DJ Nabs too, you know what I'm saying? So it's love, it's humbling, it's humbling.
I was actually going to ask you that, like, if you grew up listening to him.
Yeah, nah, I didn't, man. My mom, she really was playing, like, my pops, he passed when I was 7, so it was really just me, my mom's cool. Me, my mom's, and my brother. But she played like Neo Soul, so the Jill Scotts, you know, the Tanks, the Joes, that type of thing. I got introduced to hip hop because my cousin, Miss Smurf, she was like an up and coming rapper in the city back home. And she kind of put me on the Big Chris and the so forth and so on. And being fans of them led me to like the people that inspired them, which ended up being like hip hop legends. So that's how I found out about these types of people.
That's dope. Yeah. So, who did you grow up listening to that you really like, enjoy?
Music Soul Child, for real, for real. At one point in life when I was a kid, you couldn't tell me I wasn't Usher. For real though, like I had, like when I was in high school, I had the suit jacket with the forces. I thought I was that nigga, for real. So, I would say Usher, Music Soul Child, Erykah Badu. Kind of how my mom was. I was very into Neo Soul. And then when I got like to high school, got my first car, I was riding around to nothing but rap. So your Crits, the Currencies, that type of thing, man. Anything that touched my soul, if it didn't stick to my ribs, I couldn't really listen to it, even as a kid. So yeah.
That's lit. I read that you grew up in a musically gifted family.
Yeah.
That your mom was a singer. You said your brother came out of the womb playing drums. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so my mom, I can remember they had this local network that used to air, I would say artists, but not really artists, just vocalists, so to speak. Gospel vocalists. She would have to get up at like 5 a.m,
ooh,
go cut this set, you know what I'm saying? She would sing a gospel song and it would air probably like 7 a.m. And I would be getting ready for school, watching her on TV. Like, at that time, you don't know that it's just a local station. It's my mama though. She on TV.
Yeah.
So that kind of pushed me in a direction to want to do it. And then, like I say, my brother, he's 4 years older than me, but this story is my mom and dad used to tell us, like, he would crawl to the kitchen, pull out the pots and pans, and sit on the ground, for real, and just beat. You know what I'm saying? I was more of an animal lover, like a Dr. Doolittle type of dude. Like, I wanted to be a veterinarian until I realized, wait, I gotta cut these animals and stitch them back together. That's not really, that ain't my speed, you know what I'm saying? So, I was always around it, and I had this natural, like, entertaining energy about me. Like, I always wanted to perform for people or step for people or whatever the case may be. So when I realized that, dang, I could sing and people not just sing, but people want to hear me sing for whatever reason, I just went with it, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, growing up around it and seeing my mom even in the studio at some points, my mom was recording, so it just made me, it created the possibility or it created the awareness for the fact that it was possible for me to do something of that sort, you know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Wow, and you grew up singing in the church, correct?
100%, yeah. Like, I was maybe like 8 or 9 leading the songs. And not just the youth choir, but the adult choir, man. So, yeah, I was always singing in the church or at weddings or events in general, bro. Like, once the city found out that he could sing like his mom, every chance they got, it's like, here, give him the mic. Give him the mic, do something.
Yes, you know adults, pour into this baby.
Nah, for real, for real.
I live for that, and I could be biased, but I just believe that the best musicians grew up in a church. I don't care if you rap, whether you do pop, rock, if you grew up in a church, it's something about that energy in the church. It's something about hearing them play the drums, playing the organs, and if you led, I used to sing in the choir myself. I didn't think I could sing at the time, but they told me I could, and I was like, all right,
whatever. Let me hear something.
I can rap, I rap.
I'm joking,
No, because I'm not about to... Josh, you about to sit here and hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
It's been so exciting to watch you, though, and just knowing your backstory. Yeah. That just, I just wish I could see footage from back in the day where, you know, you create your Josh documentary and you could be like, they're going to put Josh right there singing. Yeah. It would just be so cool to see.
I think we got footage to dig up. We can make that happen.
Make it happen. Yeah, y'all heard it now. Make it happen.
Willpower. Yeah.
And I was sitting here thinking about how, like, just watching your growth. I met Josh at BeatCon. Shout out to BeatCon for introducing me to him. And ever since then, I've been like, oh my gosh, I love him.
That's love.
You know, so I've been like, wow, just watching you grow. I was checking your numbers. You got like 4,000 some monthly listeners on Spotify. Some of your streams are like 30,000.
Yeah.
You just signed with Bandwidth in April.
I think.
Somewhere around
that
time. Okay, so how does it feel 2020 minus COVID? What do you feel about your career right at this moment?
At this present moment, if I'm being honest, it's kind of like being Michael Jordan your whole life. Ooh. And people tell real shit. We can cuss, right?
Yeah, you can cuss.
Real shit. Yeah, all right, so. But nah, it's like being Jordan your whole life, bro. So I was a kid. People always was like, it's something about him. I don't know what it is, but he's special. Teachers and shit would always favor me and stuff.
Were you a class clown? I get class clown.
Yes, definitely. Okay. Until I got, I would say in high school, I was so mature. That's when I first started getting on like knowledge and wisdom. So senior year, I'm like, y'all tripping. We about to be grown. You know what I'm saying? For real. But definitely a goofy kid. You know what I mean? But in this space of my career, I've experienced so many different changes and sacrificed so much. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a kid I don't get to be around every day because I'm pursuing this. You feel me? I dropped out of college for a full scholarship because I just knew how divine and purpose-driven this was. You know what I'm saying? So in this space, it sounds good now, but there were points where I was kind of in the dark, I guess, about my gift. Or it was a space where I felt so uncomfortable with how I made other people feel sometimes. Like, my light can be so big, and you might not know who you are yet, and I don't want you to feel like you got to diminish or relinquish certain things. So I started to, for the comfort of other people, which was starting to mess me up. You know what I mean? So finally, as an artist, I'm starting to step into this whole, like, certain people have to learn how to be stars, bro. I've been a star my whole life. As humble and modest as I can say that. It's like, you know what I mean? So finally accepting it in this space. Probably today, the conversation I had with DJ Prince Ice, bro, like, he don't even know that some of the stuff that he said was kind of helping me. Like, damn.
I am that nigga.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's dope to be where I am right now, bro. It's dope.
That's so dope.
Yeah.
And, you said so much that made me want to inquire more.
Ask away. Sure.
Oh, my gosh. What was the question I literally just had? It lost me. Yeah. So, let me just, since it lost me, it'll come back. So, let's get into some of your projects. You dropped, like, 3 projects this year.
Mm-hmm.
You are busy. I'm like, every time you turn around, he got new music. I can't even catch up.
Yeah.
But guess what? I love that you're doing it in both because it's like, when I'm creating my R&B playlist, Josh definitely going on there because he has so much dope stuff. And I just wanted to know what inspired the concept of the card suits.
Yeah.
Because I think it's very dope that you're doing it. I don't think people may realize it's like a pattern.
Yeah.
They don't. You may not want to share all the sauce, but give us some of that sauce.
So truthfully, when I first started working with Willpower, man, shout out to Will, man. But when I first started working with Will, it was a development program. So it was supposed to be 6 months. I would go to the studio. I had quit my job. I would go to the studio every morning. He used to be like, beat me to the studio. So we would get there at like 9 something. But I would work out with our trainer from 10 to 11. Do a vocal lesson from 12 to 1. Shower. All this stuff is in-house in the studio. So shower at the studio, change, eat, and jump in the studio from 3 until the sun come up sometime. And then try to beat him to the studio again the next morning. So you do this for 6 months, you create so much music.
Mm-hmm.
So much music. And we was just at a space where it's like we don't have the sound, quote unquote, that we're looking for this to be a debut album, but we can't not put these records out. And one day Will was like, man, we putting out 52 records next year, a song a week. And me being how I am, an athlete at heart, I was in the marching band at Alcorn, SWAC school. So the mentality is just like, if this is what you say we doing, that's what we doing. And I'm 10 toes, I'm going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So once we made that decision, we did. Shout out to my marketing person, Tahoe. She kind of was like, yeah, I do know it's 52 cards in the deck, right? And the whole room was like, nigga, that's it. Yeah. So we went with that. It's 52 cards in the deck, 4 quarters in the music. Yeah, 4 suits in the car deck. So we just decided, A, we knew people was going to start missing out on certain releases because there's no artist I love enough to listen every Wednesday or every whatever, you feel me? So I would just wait, which made us decide to put the releases and package them into bodies of work at the end of each quarter.
Brilliant.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that was the most high. No, I can't give that credit to a human or take it. It just kind of happened because we ain't know COVID was coming, but because we stuck to the 52, it allowed us to keep our feet moving. When I saw other artists, like, what do I do? Scrambling. So, yeah, I think that was God. I can't even.
It was divine.
It was divine, for real.
Yes.
Yeah.
I live for those moments, you know, like you never would have, nobody saw COVID coming. We thinking, we just gonna have a normal life, and then boom, we like, wait.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna be able to book no shows.
For real.
Like, so how has that impacted what you're doing now as far as the goals you had set and how you're navigating toward them now?
Man, I'll just say what I just told you outside about pivoting. It taught me how to have to do that in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Because being an artist, it's not something that I can or am even going to take a hiatus from. So we knew we got to do something. What are we going to do? We know we're releasing these records, but man, I'm an energy person. So the virtual shows is cool, but I like to feel people. I like to be able to look into your eyes and, you know what I'm saying? Be very intentional with whatever energy that I'm sending your way and hoping that we can transfer that and make an exchange of. So it was a little difficult for me because I'm not the social. I'm not that type of person. Like I said, I'm an energy dude. But it just
taught
me.
You used to being the star. You used to, like, people talking.
Feeding off of, yeah, for real, for real. So it just kind of helped me kind of go more into my bag as a professional entertainer, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I love that you can say that because, you know, COVID definitely has a lot of cons. But
yeah.
I think for creatives and entrepreneurs, we now learn, all right, now we know we gotta be ready for whatever gets thrown
anything
at us
can happen.
Because you can't predict every single thing. But the fact that you were already working toward a plan, sounds like you have a cohesive team and you got God. Like,
come
how
on.
Can you lose?
Come on, for real.
Shots.
Hey. No claps. Yeah.
So let me get into these. I have like Fave 5. This is some new thing I've started. So I'm just gonna ask you.
Good.
Some questions about good. Some things. So, what is your favorite city to perform in?
Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh,
yeah. Now, I would say Columbia in my hometown, man. So, most artists that I know, it's so difficult for them to get their hometown to rock with them. And for whatever reason, my hometown has always rocked with me. And so, when I did my honey tour last year, I did 2 dates in my hometown and we sold out back to back. Packed room. Some folks had bought tickets for 2 days.
That's low.
So that energy getting back from these folks I grew up with, and they know me from Lil Josh in the neighborhood and all that, and they still, them still being able to see me as what I am or who I am and enjoy that. You feel what I'm saying? So I would say for real, here or home.
What is it that you like about Columbia? Because I think people sleep on what's here. So tell us what you particularly like.
The truth, the stigma about Mississippi, in terms of most folks think it's like dirt roads, that type of thing. But there are towns in Mississippi that's just like Columbia.
Yeah.
So this ain't as big as Atlanta. It's not as fast as Atlanta, but it's not as slow as certain areas of where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? But it still gives me that energy that I don't get from home. I mean, from Atlanta that I do get at home. You know what I'm saying? So when I come here, the people genuine. Like, I don't feel like celebrities walking around in Columbia, South Carolina like that. You feel me? Same in Mississippi.
Right.
But so it gives me the opportunity, not that I'm a celebrity, but becoming one. But I still, in Atlanta, you got 12,000 followers, 20,000 followers. Everybody do. So nobody really cares for real. You know what I'm saying?
Good point.
But in that, here and at home, it's less about the followers and more about how I make them feel when I meet them. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I'm coming with good energy every time. So when I come to a place like Columbia, I know that it gives me the space to be able to hone in on that part of me. and share that space and exchange that energy with the people here. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah, for real.
That's beautiful. Y'all hear that?
Come on.
Y'all hear that? So, what is your favorite city to travel to, like, just for fun?
I don't think I've done it yet. So, the truth is,
like, you're always working.
I'm always working.
Traveling to work.
Yeah, Will and them trying to plan something for me now because, legit, the past at least 4 years of my life, I haven't taken a vacation.
Wow.
Not dead ass. This is a vacation. It's
so
work.
So, look at God trying to tell us he need a vacation.
Nah, for real. It's real, though, because,
seriously,
like, right now, we're going into album mode. There's a certain space that I need to be in to create that. I see the same things every day because I'm in the studio literally 6 days out of seven. You know what I'm saying? Which I'm not complaining about that. I pray for it. But I don't really have time to do those things. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So trying to create spaces to where I'll be able to answer that question the next time.
So where do you want to go then? Let's put that out in the universe.
I want to go to L.A. I went out of the South one time. I was on tour with Jay Holiday last year. And we went to Chicago for a show. And that was my first time leaving the South, but even that was for work, you know what I'm saying? So I would say L.A. I want to go to L.A., I want to go to Jamaica, I want to see the world. So that's difficult to say, I don't know.
That's beautiful, yeah. And it's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah,
okay?
It's in real time, happen. It's happening right now.
I live. So what is one of your favorite, matter of fact, I'm going to ask you to give me five. Favorite, I'm going to give five for R&B and five for hip-hop. So let's go R&B first.
All right. Artists, five favorite artists.
As far as songs, if you, or whichever is easy, you just give me five.
R&B songs, that's tough. Oh man, can I do the artist?
Yeah,
we're gonna go with Tank.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with Jasmine Sullivan.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with Stevie Wonder. That's so tough. I'm gonna go with somebody modern right now. I'll do Sir.
Say that again.
Sir, his name Sir, is Sir.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at
my woman. I gotta get the last one to a woman who's new that I listen to a lot. Let's go with Victoria Monet.
Ooh.
Yeah, let's do that. And it's rap. Let's do Big Crit.
I love it.
Kendrick. Dang. I feel like this cliche. Let me go to something. Who I listen to in the underground? Smino. Saba, and Jid.
That was this go. Man, no music.
Yeah, yeah. There we go. That's my five.
I live. So, what is your, at this moment, what is your favorite Josh Waters album?
143. Yeah.
Because that was your first one?
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
That was my first body of work. I think that one was, I worked with my, Big Crit is my favorite artist of all time. Like,
I saw you in the interviews talking about him.
Yeah, like, growing up without a father figure, I was the kid who, like, had the opportunity to either be how I am now or be a street nigga completely. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So people like Big Crit, it was like, dang, he not necessarily a street nigga. He player, like, he conscious, he so forth and so on. You know what I'm saying? So they raised me, and they don't even understand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Listening to their music, I got game, I got knowledge. It made me go to Google and searching, okay, learning about Third Eyes and things of that nature came from hearing it in raps first and then be like, wait, I got three of them bitches. Oh, you feel me? Which led me to history and some more stuff, man. So, Big Crit was my favorite artist of all time, man. So being able to work with him on that first album, he wrote on it, he produced on it. And Smoke Dizza, having people like that. My first body of work, I had people and things included in that project that we didn't have money that could afford it, if that makes sense.
Mm.
So I think that was my first time putting a compilation together, and everything that I had from it was just off of genuine, I support
you. So you had to work with what you had, and what came of it was great.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I would say that one, because the music, my favorite songs are coming out right now, but in terms of what space I was in, what got put into that first body of work, I would say 143. Yeah.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
And, so what is the favorite thing you like to do when you're not working on music? Which is hard, because you make a lot of music.
Yeah.
So what do you like to do when you're not working on music?
Man, surprisingly, bro, I smoke a lot of weed, bro. For real.
I feel that.
I do. I actually, like, I stopped smoking when I got the band with, for vocal health. So I stopped, ooh, like 8 months last year. I didn't smoke, bro, but I used to smoke like a rapper, bro. So I kind of got back into that space, and Will like, man, when we start cutting this album, you're going to have to stop again. I'm like, all right, man. But I say that's probably one of my favorite hobbies, being out in nature, man. And most importantly, I love going home, being with my family, or having my son come to Atlanta, being around my kid. Yeah, direct reflection of versions of myself that I kind of forgot about. Mm. And just, bro, he give me, I feel like people brag on their kids and big them up, but I ain't lying when I say he's gifted. Like, he remind me of myself in a strange way. So nothing beats that. But yeah, nature. I'm a nature.
And there's nothing wrong with bigging up your child. You should. If you're not bigging up your child, I kind of question you.
But nah, some people be capping, though. Some people be like, you know, but you're right.
You're like, nah, fuck that, people capping. So,
I mean, you know your... Come on. I ain't gonna start.
Don't be on here starting mess, John.
Right, look. For real, though. But yeah. Hey. I like being in nature.
I love it.
I'm a tree hugger. Nah, it's real though. Meditating, stuff like that. Anything that brings me tranquility, because my life comes with so much constant motion. So spaces that allow me to be still, for real. Yeah.
Now that you said that, your marketing team, we going to need a photo shoot in nature. All right? Y'all hear that?
We just did that.
See, I'm up.
Come on, look.
All the way here.
We got it. You feel?
I can talk to Josh forever. Does my audience have any questions for Josh?
Well, no, I'm joking.
You asked all the questions.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
You did great.
Thank you.
You did great.
I mean, I personally like to hear you relate Columbia to Hattiesburg more, but that's just me because I'm from Columbia.
I mean, it's really, so being honest, there's an energy here in terms of like black and white.
I like to hear it.
You feel me?
Keep going.
me being from where I'm from, when Donald Trump got elected, bruh, and I'm just 24 too, so it's like, when I saw Donald Trump get elected living in Atlanta, the world started to seem shocked to his behavior. Or like, whoa, people still feel this way? But being from Mississippi, we was raised like, bro, you can't even go on that side of town without an adult when it's dark. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And my first encounter with like racism or that type of thing, I was playing baseball. And it was my turn to bring snacks. And the white dude like, I can't accept food items, basically, from black people, bro. So keep your chips and your squeezy. And I'm like... Dang, you know, so I probably was like 6 or 7 years old. And then just other experiences, man. But here in Columbia, I can tell that y'all have that same level of like, we know what's going on. And Mississippi is like, if they like you, you're going to know it. And if they don't, you're going to know it. Mm-hmm. The rest of the world, some way, somehow, allow certain climates to place veils over their eyes. It's like, what you think happened to the Klan? He your lawyer now. He your police officer now. You know what I'm saying? So when I come here... And I'm surrounded by people of color, it's certain things that I don't feel like I gotta explain or express because they just get it. You know what I'm saying? So I would think that's one of the biggest things that kind of remind me of home here, because I like the white people. It's like, I can tell you don't like me, sir, and that's cool. And then the other one, it's like, you're so warm and so welcoming, but there's no gray here. For the most part, anyway. Y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, but...
I mean, that's how I like my racism.
Yeah, straight up. Because, man, this is my take on it, bro. My take on racism, man, this might...
She can say this. Speak your truth, bro.
It's like... my truth is, bro, I get it, to be honest. So when I think about white people, y'all only want to separate yourselves from us because y'all fear y'all race being extinct. Because when you mix one of us with one of y'all, whatever the outcome of that is no longer what y'all once were. You feel what I'm saying? That's why they created the one drop rule. So any speck of anything that's not European is no longer one of them. You feel what I'm saying? Like this, I'm going, you feel me?
You can go as deep as you want to go, so, babe. Nah, we listening.
Yeah, so, it's just, I get it. I just kind of leave it at that. I get it, for real, for real. And when I come here, I just get that same type of everybody. They know what's going on.
We like when you come here. That's why I ask.
We love you.
Nah, it's love. And I feel that way. I'm an empath. Telepathy is real. All that shit. I'm a Pisces, a real one, too.
So, that's my moon sign.
If y'all didn't, I would feel it. You know what I mean? But y'all give such genuine energy, and the fact that I'm not where I'm headed, but y'all seeing it at this ground level and still deciding to treat me the way that y'all do, it's how certain artists get to certain spaces, and you can't forget about these people. You can't forget about this town or that. You know what I'm saying? Because even at this level, this shit is going, these are the things that take me to where I'm going next. You understand what I'm saying? It's like these conversations is what's going to make you go tell your friend, like, girl, I met this nigga. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't because I'm putting on the front. It's because I'm being who I am. And it's like, come on. You know, the energy is reciprocated, bro. So it's love.
I absolutely, love. That was the thing that stuck out to Josh with me. Like, when I met him at BeatCon, he was just so down to earth. Bro come in with his shirt off. He's like our generation's Usher. And I don't know, I don't like to compare, but like, if we had an Usher, like if you in the room with him, you see him perform, you're like, oh my gosh, you know how we was just falling out the chair for him. You know, he's that. And he's just so down to earth, so respectful and really appreciative. Like, some people will hawk at my platform because I only have 1,000 followers. He don't care about that. He's like, you treat me nice, you showing me love, I'm gonna show you love. And that's the energy, man. We on.
It's love. I think also, coming from where I come from, there are no platforms with even however many followers you have, you know what I'm saying? And I get it. So when I went to college, I was signed to an independent label in high school, and my mom is so G, I was driving to Atlanta as a 17 year old by myself. So this label was in Atlanta. They would fax passes to my school's principal's office. And when I tell y'all, my school, they treated me like I was already there. So it's like, you need to go ahead type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, like legit, if I could have low-key been a dummy, they would have just passed me. Like, it's Josh. Oh, give him 100. Like, that type of time. Real talk, bro. So I was just always, I understand what it means to come from a space like this. Nobody from Hattiesburg, Mississippi has made it and done certain things. You know what I mean? So when I look at this, this is no different than when I first dropped out of college. And my thoughts were like, how am I going to get these people to know that music is all I'm doing now? Mm-hmm. And I need you to see me as an artist. Don't, you knew me from back then. I ain't that no more. This is what I'm on. Yeah. Address me as such. You feel what I'm saying? So big or small, this could be the next Breakfast Club. You know what I'm saying? And in the event that it is that, I'm going to look crazy if I'd have shitted on this at this level. You know what I'm saying?
Artists, so take notes.
You gotta
take notes, and I'm just a little bit of a hater in the back, and you know who I am.
Nah, it's cool.
You know who I am.
Yeah. It's cool, and you can't even love them anyway, though. You know what I'm saying? Cause
speak your truth.
They
speak your truth.
Whoever miss it. It ain't for them. So don't even. I don't worry about who don't see me for me. I don't worry about who don't get. You know what I'm saying? See this bandwidth for what it is, or see y'all for what it is. Man, I'm only applying my energy because it's so contagious. It's so infectious. If you ain't fucking with it, you don't deserve it anyway. So I'm only applying that to the people who see it for what it is. You nurturing me, I'm nurturing you. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. You feel me? It's a relationship. It's a relationship.
Yeah.
You feel me? So it's easy. It's easy.
It's easy. Look how he got everybody in the room like, I love it.
Nice,
I fucking love it. I don't even want this to end.
Yeah,
he's
nice,
not going
nice.
To where he gonna stay in South Carolina with us. Y'all cool with
it?
I'm just
cool. You want to steal him? You want to goof his life?
Look at that.
I don't even have a plan. I was just thinking we need him to stay here.
No, I'm just goofy. Don't
stand. I'm staying.
Just come back to Columbia and perform.
It's easy, man.
People
this
in Columbia doesn't want you to perform. Come back and perform.
See?
We're gonna do another event.
Come on, I appreciate it. I'm here.
Yes, yeah. This is an event coordinator right here. Festivals and all.
Already
the
seen.
Woman.
She was,
cut it out.
It.
Stop hiding.
Yeah.
We show love in this room. You know what I'm saying? We 100%. Big up. We big up our people. So, yeah, I think we're going to wrap it up there. And it's been fun. And Josh, what do you want to promote right now? Anything you want to say in closing?
So, like we talked about, we releasing, what was that? I'm stuttering. We releasing a record a week, man. 52 records this year. So, find some time. Sit down, find solitude, and just tune in, tap in, man. 52 records, 4 albums this year. I need y'all to go listen to that.
It's good. Please. You will not regret it. Trust me. They are on Crease Beats Media playlist for a reason, all right? All right, we lit. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can we get a round of applause? Let's see that energy. Yeah.
Can't let you walk away from me. Can't let you walk away, girl. I've been losing patience. the sundown. I know that you hear me. I know you down, cause you show me good love. I might go crazy if you say that we done. I know that love don't.